This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. Welcome to Video Store Clerks. I'm going with my calm voice tonight. I'm your clerk, Dave. Joining us tonight is Andrew.
Say hello.
Chad. Chad Mann is back with us.
What up?
And the one and only Chuck McNasty.
Howdy, howdy.
Senor Nasty.
Senor Nasty.
We have some good news and some bad news. The good news is we're here with you tonight.
The I bad thought you were going to say you're alive.
Oh, the good news is I'm alive. There you go.
Yeah. Dave is back with us after being out for several weeks.
Yeah, for real.
Fucking forever. I missed you guys.
Yeah, man.
I'd give you guys a big kiss, except the movie we're doing tonight. And that's the bad news.
Well, I like it.
You might have guessed it. We're doing that movie. I have never seen or heard of a movie that got so much shit, so much hype in a weird way, accidentally on purpose, since probably the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. I love the fact that it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, though, that everybody's like up in arms about. But I can't wait to sink my teeth into this.
Texas Chainsaw 2022 Netflix original. Chuck, go.
Before you go, Chuck.
He can't wait.
All right, so just to be perfectly up in front about this thing here, I went in watching it not thinking I was going to like it. The reviews didn't make me like it.
Yeah.
Because I read that originally it was supposed to be in theaters, but Netflix picked it up because the two screens they did of the movie like were they failed. People didn't like it. I'm guessing. People who didn't really like slasher flicks or whatever, just fucking, you know, snob, whatever.
It's a weird different time to be doing a focus group for, especially a horror movie.
Yeah, especially Texas Chainsaw. But like, okay. But anyway, me and my friend were watching this movie. He's in another state, so we were doing it virtual or whatever. We're drinking and we're having a good time, whatever. And I'm clapping like while watching some of these scenes in this movie. I was a fucking kid again. It made me happy. I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah, there was some shit in this movie. Like, first off, anybody listening, it's a new movie, so we might spoil some shit for you, but hopefully you've watched it already.
brought to you by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't like a few things about it. I thought the story was interesting. It was an interesting concept. I didn't like the fact they made Sally Laurie Strode. I didn't like that at all. It was kind of stupid.
That's not a purposeful.
Laurie Strode was in Halloween way more than this chick was in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she was the original. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't actually even her. She passed away, you know.
Right.
But that was my biggest problem with this film. It had a kill scene in it that I've never seen before, I don't think. Guy getting his fucking throat stabbed over and over again with his own broken bone. Come on. That was beautiful.
That was dope.
That was
fucking beautiful. What pisses me off, though, is everybody is throwing a goddamn... Now, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You can't fucking please everybody, and I understand that. But... Okay, people were bitching because it wasn't made in America. Okay. It was made in
complaint.
They're like, it was made in Belgium, so now I got to bitch about it. I'm like, why? Yeah, I don't know.
I never even heard of that complaint. I heard people hated the movie because of the movie.
there were people that are bitching about this movie and not even obviously paying attention to it. Like, come on. He killed a whole fucking busload. Again, spoilers. A whole fucking busload of fucking trendy ass social media, fucking cancel culture motherfucker.
Okay. Can I go next? Can I jump in? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what the Belgium thing is. I don't think I've ever even not liked a movie because where it was filmed.
Right.
That's not, and I was kind of like, meh. I just thought it was okay. But one of the things that irritated me was the fucking, like, the shit at the beginning, the woke shit, the shit with like the Southern flag or whatever, the whole fucking thing.
But exactly,
so
yeah.
Unnecessary. That was so right. Unnecessary. You just could have skipped that and went right to the old lady's house.
Yeah, I agree with that. But at the same, well, but at the same point, though, what they were doing is they did the total opposite of what you see in every other horror movie now. Like any Jordan Peele movie, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You know,
well,
this was actually
does it in a smart way when it's just blatant and in your face.
Just minus making good movies, but
like the Eternals, when it's blatant and it's in your face and they do it just to do it, that just irritates me.
But well, I see that the Eternals.
You know they were
like,
changing
the sexes and changing the race and having the, like, I don't give a fuck if you're gay, you're gay. I don't fucking care. But what does that to do with the story?
Well, see, that's the thing though, is a lot of Netflix movies do that shit. And and you know, in the word of Kanye, I'm gonna let you finish, right? But the thing is, though, what I liked about it is that, because I saw the beginning of it, I knew they were going to do something about the rebel flag, whatever the fuck. But it makes up for it for that van full of fucking, like, fucktards they fucking, like, he chains down, okay? Yeah. You do anything, it's going to be going, it's live. Fuck you, you're going to be canceled. All right, he's going to cancel you with this fucking chain call.
And I will say, like because as soon as his mom, I guess it was Leatherface's mom,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, as soon as she started throwing up, and I was like, oh my god, she's gonna, all those kids are dead meat, they're gonna kill his mother. Oh, fucking goddamn shit.
Yeah, you knew they were dead.
Or his mother.
And yeah. It was one thing with the lease, but then when it wasn't true, was it? Didn't she find the lease to the house?
Yeah, it was all bullshit. They were just trying to run him out.
Oh, and that made it worse.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. That's what's interesting about horror movies sometimes, when not only do you root for the monster, but you feel sorry for the monster.
Yeah.
And no, I kind of like felt, especially like when he was in his room,
part one, right?
When he was sniffing her dress, and he was crying a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
She was under the bed. And I couldn't stand the kids. I was with you. I thought that scene on the bus was great.
Perfect. Chad, what were you saying?
This is supposed to be like directly like a sequel from the very first one, right?
No.
No?
See, no.
That's what I thought going in.
There was two different directors in this movie, and like both of them got fired.
So okay. It wasn't a direct sequel?
It wasn't supposed to be, no.
Maybe that's
what it was.
The problem.
If it wasn't, I think it makes even less sense.
Like, I mean, it makes more sense of it not to be because of the time period. Like, it just wouldn't make any sense. Well, that's the thing, is if you've noticed through all the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, different family members have been brought back in and brought in for the first time and things of that nature. And I think they just needed something to they never really explain that, really. I mean, they never do. But in my head, it's kind of like
he had a mom. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't think he had a mom.
I feel like it was one of those things where maybe Leatherface's mom wasn't in the other, like she wasn't around because she lived in that place, or you know, and she just wasn't in that area at the time, or whatever.
That's a stretch, I don't know. But I mean,
it is. But yeah.
Okay. My turn.
Almost the whole time, I thought that mechanic was with him.
Oh yeah.
After he got killed.
Okay, so
okay, go for it.
Things that I liked about the movie. I actually liked the mechanic, because the more you found out about him, it's just annoying what happens to him. Like, why is it every time I like a person something happens?
I'm not gonna lie, like I liked him too, and his death scene was my favorite.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The head crushing was amazing. Oh, spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, we covered that at the beginning of the show. You don't know that by now, you're retarded.
The head crushing scene is amazing.
According to the internet, everybody has seen this movie now, so we're good.
Right, yeah.
If you're not a true horror fan.
What was he? Oh, when he broke his leg?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, then he kept fighting.
I will praise.
Yeah.
I will praise one thing. The cinematography was amazing.
I don't understand why he had his chainsaw behind fucking the wall.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And but yeah, the mechanic, I kind of was hoping like you would see more of the mechanic. The big issue with the movie, normally it's not the running time, but this time it was the running time. The movie is not even an hour and 20 minutes. It's like 8 minute credits.
Yeah, I think it was like an hour and the credits, like, I think it was an hour and 20 minutes, right? Something like that.
An hour and 15 minutes minus the credits. Like what?
I thought it was a pretty fast paced movie. I mean, like they went straight for the gut, like pretty much from the beginning. And then because people kind of forgot that everybody was like, oh, well, how is Leatherface like this old and da da da. Well, here's the thing. It was said a long time ago. Sorry, hit the joint. It was said a while back in multiple interviews and different like write ups about how the Leatherface goes. It's kind of like how they did with James Bond. Leatherface isn't just one person. It's kind of like it's been passed down.
True. So
for those that want to sit there and go, well, he can't be that old and still be able to hold the chainsaw and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's because it's not the one that you fucking like you remember.
But another thing.
Saw his family.
Yeah, another thing I didn't like was like the old lady just kind of seemed to be a plot device. Not the one at the end, but like the one in the beginning. It's like, oh, you don't really know much about her and she's dead.
Oh, yeah, Sally. Yeah, the one that was pointless to bring in because they wanted Laurie Strode.
Yeah, that little shit was here. It's like she died with like.
But the old lady at the end, they had no explanation for it. That was my issue. It's like that you see a scene of an old lady doing some cleaning and stuff, and just like, uh oh, just about to get real. And then when she does come in, it's disappointment.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they killed her. I'm glad she didn't really do jack shit to Leatherface for like Halloween.
Her whole scene was pointless, except for that she brought a vehicle and she brought a gun.
She brought a gun.
That's it.
Yeah, they just should have stood there and killed each other.
But there's no way she would have been alive through all that shit.
No, no.
Like she would have been dead as soon as he fucking tossed her off the chainsaw.
See, her being as old as she would be in real life makes less sense of her being a character in this fucking movie the way she was than Leatherface. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, with the movie, but there was no explanation to the characters. They just did.
They could technically be the same age, though.
Mm-hmm. So we all agree the mechanic was our favorite part. I mean, person.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Well, who was your favorite person?
Leatherface.
Okay, that's obvious. A lot of people like Leatherface. I'm just saying the people like, got the monster.
I didn't feel sorry for anybody in this movie except for Leatherface and his family.
Right.
Fair enough.
I agree with that.
Chad, what's before we get way too far off topic, we gotta all make sure we hit it. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah, really, why did
I
you
really
not?
I wasn't a fan, and I actually watched this shit twice because I wanted to give it a second chance because I thought it might have been too harsh. But then, like, I watched it the second time and I found more shit that I didn't like.
Okay, spill it.
But, I mean,
what do you think about the movie?
If it wasn't called Texas Chainsaw Massacre and it was just like another random slasher film, I would have liked it.
I felt that way about the movie Leatherface that came out.
Because to me, it really didn't have shit to do with anything.
No, it didn't. It just kind of...
Like, he had his mom, and they didn't explain that shit. And then if like, everybody would have thought it would have been the same Leatherface. Like, they wouldn't explain that either if they did change up, you know what I mean? Because he wasn't deformed at all.
What Chuck said changes things, because you said this went through two directors.
Yeah.
At least. So
that shouldn't change the thing. I mean, they should just redo the whole
because they have a release date. I don't know. It does seem like it was not finished.
Well, what always cracked me up whenever I watched it the second time, like what annoyed me the most was like when the mechanic goes to go into the house, he had the keys on him. Why didn't he just give the keys to the other bitch to get on the bus? Instead of waiting to go inside and get fucking killed.
Because it was in the script, Chad.
I know. That don't make any sense.
Was it?
That's what I'm saying.
Was it, though? Was it in the script?
I would hope that was in the script, or I hope the actors would just take it upon themselves, because that was kind of.
I wonder what would make any sense. I wonder if more of this movie is going to come out, like in the next couple weeks.
Well, okay. All right, real quick, Chad. So did you think you lean more towards a not liking this, or you liked it but you had some issues with certain things?
Pretty much that I didn't like it.
Oh man, that's sad to me.
Yeah, like I even went back and watched the original twice too. And
yeah, but you can't. But at this point, you can't do that though. That's not even gonna. You can't fucking do that.
But it was like, just, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I get.
I don't know how he put the face on him, because he just kind of like tucked it behind his ears somehow. And I don't think he really would have cut his mom's face off either to wear it.
No, but I thought that was kind of cool though. I mean, how close would it be to your mother? I mean, that's we never go that far, and Leatherface did. You know, that's how much he loved his mom. I mean,
we've never really been told why he does that.
I dug the fact that he like sat her up around all those sunflowers, because they had a bunch of sunflowers around their house in the original.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like I dug that part.
That was cool.
Some of the death scenes were cool, but other than that, if it was just like another slasher film, I think it would have been okay, because everybody is about the storyline being fucked up, but it's whatever. It's just a slasher film, so
it doesn't really matter. Do you consider it you don't consider it the worst one though, right?
Oh no.
Okay. Okay. Now actually, if it's cool, like I'm all fucking stoned and drunk over here. I'm sorry. I'm totally being that guy. but I thought it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre episode. It was mentioned about talking about all of them a little bit. So here's a curiosity. Like, I want us to kind of go around and like what we think is our favorite. Of course, the original is the fucking king. Okay, so that we just leave that one out. But besides the original, you know, where do you stand with all the other sequels?
Oh yes, yes, I'll totally do this.
So Dave, start first, like from okay, you know.
I heard what you said about the original, but I just want to say about the first one that, you know, because we're all about the same age. We all grew up on the same stuff. You know, I was used to seeing Freddy and Jason, mm-hmm. Mike Myers and all. So when I saw Chainsaw for the first time, like, it's fucking brutal.
Without really being that brutal.
Right. Yeah.
Just the concept.
For example, like when Leatherface hits the kid that comes into the house for the first time, bashes him in the head. Imagine if he just dropped dead. He didn't just drop dead. He fucking death twitch.
Fish out of water.
And that just made it 10 times fucking worse, 10 times real, and everything else.
It really did.
Yeah.
And then the whole scene at the end, the dinner scene with the family and the whole thing, it was just fucking insane. It was like a goddamn trip to hell.
Yeah.
It was
different. It's insanity, but man.
Anyway, other than the first one, I love the second one. A lot of people rag on the second one. I love the second one.
Me too.
It was different. But I think I said, like, to Andrew one time, I was like, dude, Dennis Hopper goes into the shop and buys all these because he's getting ready to go to war with the whole fucking family.
See, I need to see that because I love Dennis Hopper and freaking Blue Velvet. Sorry, off topic. But Dennis Hopper for that role seems perfect.
Yeah.
I like part two as well, though, because I like Chop Top. Like,
yeah,
a prequel to Chop Top.
Yeah, I was just going to say they did a lot more with Chop Top in the second one.
Because to me, Bill Mosey's a fucking genius. I don't care.
Yeah,
he is.
The whole thing with the clothes hanger on his head. At first, for a while, first like 10 or 15 minutes, you're like, what the fuck is he doing? And then when the toupee falls off, you see the metal plate and he's picking away the skin.
God damn it, Leatherface.
Like, that's great.
See, I want to see a prequel. Get that Chop Top.
Was it bitch or whore he kept saying?
I think he kept saying bitch.
Yeah, it was bitch. You said that, right? You said that? I said bitch.
No, but
the second one was still pretty intense.
Part two is my favorite besides the first one.
Thank you. I'm glad we agree on that.
I just learned a couple months ago that the Chainsaw 2 poster copied the Breakfast Club poster. I didn't know that. I just found that out a couple months ago. I think it was one of the horror groups.
I actually found that poster at a Peddler's Mall, and they had it for probably way too much because it was not in good condition. And I kind of regret not buying it. It was like fucking $30. But I going back, I would have bought that motherfucker because that's a great fucking poster.
I remember for the longest time, especially when I was a kid, being kind of confused by the Chainsaw 2 poster because they were all sitting there like, and I think Leatherface had his arm up in the air like, yeah. I mean, it just didn't look right.
It was just funny.
Confused by that.
Oh yeah. Why don't you, Dave? Just go ahead and just go. Like, where do you rate all of them real quick? You already said part two. So what's next on your list? Like in that order.
The third one. The first three, right. I wanted to learn more about Leatherface and the family. Why they do what they do, and they did that. I don't want to say, maybe not a ceremony with the saw, but they gave him that massive saw as a gift that said on the side, "The saw is family."
Do you remember the trailer for that movie?
Nah.
Oh my god, dude! Like, I see, I love that movie too. I'm trying not to get my. I'm gonna wait to my turn before I give like my whole thing. But dude, the trailer for that for Leatherface Texas Chainsaw Part 3, not the new one. The original one called Leatherface, for anybody out there that's ignorant. But it has Leatherface, like you see like the back of him and he's standing by a lake. And there's like the narration, there's some narration going on, you know, and sometimes in life, blah, blah, you know, that kind of thing. And it's all dramatic.
Oh
and
my
all
God, the old narrator is fucking great.
One man, one family, the Saul is family. but like this hand comes out of this woman's hand comes out of the middle of the fucking like lake with a chainsaw, a huge chainsaw in her hand, and she throws it up out of the water and Leatherface catches it and turns around and it comes up Leatherface Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 3. Like, oh my god,
that's amazing. You should do movie trailers.
I know, right?
In the beginning.
But yeah, that's one of my favorite trailers of all time. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Get a job for movie phone.
Fucking right.
Four men, a bunch of movies. No idea where they're going next.
Introducing the podcast.
Let's see. Like the Next Generation I rented one time. I don't really, except for what's his name being in it. I don't really remember it.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, she was in it.
Yeah,
she was
in it. Yeah.
And like he had some kind of metal gimmick on his leg or something.
Yeah.
That's all
he
I
was
remember.
The part of that movie. He was really honestly the best part of that
movie. I have a sad confession. I've only watched the first movie and then like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003 movie, which I was not a fan of.
Are you serious? Oh my god.
I forgot about those. Yeah.
I thought that was probably the best horror remake there was.
I would say so. Well, you know what, Andrew, just whichever one you've seen is what you rate on, buddy.
Well, I just
that's Chuck's way.
Just remember, I like you. You're my buddy.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm not a Jessica Biel fan. I liked the movie for the most part, but she just
No suit for you. It's David's turn.
I don't know. Jessica Biel's sexy.
Just
doesn't mean she can act.
Whatever.
Yeah, I forgot about the remake too. That was some dumbass shit.
Are you serious? Okay.
I've never seen it.
What?
Well, you gotta watch that.
Not the remake.
Really?
It's actually not bad. Like, it's up there with like the Dawn of the Dead remake to me.
Yeah, dude. Like, thank you. I agree. Yes, really? We're on the same page. Wow.
I think Chuck's the resident expert on Leatherface here, and everyone else is just like, I didn't watch that one.
I'll check it out then. The trailer made it look like, remember Psycho, the Psycho remake?
Oh my god, you can't even. That movie was horrible.
Yeah,
that movie was so bad.
Vince Vaughn hates that movie.
That's weird. Vaughn. Like usually trailers get you hyped up for the movie, but the trailer for that one like turned me off.
No, I'll agree with Dave. I was just like, what is this bullshit?
Yeah, then I watched it and I was even more like, what is this bullshit? It's fucking sucked? The remake of Psycho sucked.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Chainsaws.
Like, no, it's part of my favorite remake. It's really?
Really?
Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I take it really seriously.
All right, I'll check it out.
We believe you.
Ouch, you sound really annoyed by that.
I thought a couple of the 2000s were good ones.
There's some good ones. There's some good ones. There's not too many like Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies that like I'm not a fan of, honestly. The only one that I really didn't care for was Leatherface. And
yeah, I can honestly say I've never seen that one all the way through because I thought it was boring.
Thank you.
What was the one with the two kids? And they kind of led you to believe that the one kid was Leatherface.
That's Leatherface.
Leatherface. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie at all, and the fact that they did it the way they did it really fucking pissed me off.
Yeah, I forgot all about that one.
Yeah, they went with the whole mom thing and everything.
Yeah,
out of the franchise, wasn't that considered one of the worst?
Yeah, and actually,
the worst actually.
You know, thinking about it, because I can't remember her fucking name, but she was a pretty big name actress there, especially in the early 90s. She plays Leatherface's mom in that. Interesting. And I'm pretty sure she chain smokes when she's on it. So for her to have a breathing machine in the new one, I think there might be a connection there. Just throwing that out there. I just thought of it.
Hmm. I can kind of respect that.
Yeah, I mean, if they did that, I mean, that's, you know, even though I hated the aspect, they went the Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, like, group. Well, yeah. The Rob Zombie, Michael Myers route.
Just to go back to the new one, though, I was so glad he drugged that bitch out the car and cut her head off at the end.
Yes. that made me happy.
I love the thing with the car. The autopilot.
At the beginning, they were using that.
And at the end, she was stuck on the autopilot and forced to watch her sister get her head chopped off.
Yeah, that was good shit.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I cared more about her sister. Like, they tried to make you care more about her other sister, and I'm just like, I really don't care about her. I'm like, it sucks that she got caught in a school shooting and everything, but...
Right.
Yeah, me neither. I was the same way. I didn't feel sorry for her. I didn't care for any of them.
Am I supposed to care? Maybe?
The only one I was mad about dying was the mechanic, but then, like, the way he went out, I respected the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, the mechanic went out like a badass.
The girl at the end that watched her sister die, like, they could. I know why they did it, but they could have chose a different storyline. Come on. Really?
They're probably going to have the one that survived try to hunt him down back at his house since he walked back to his fucking house. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would actually have somewhat of a story that people maybe like won't bitch about.
I don't think that'd be awesome, Andrew. I think they're going to fuck it up.
Oh, no. They're not going to. Here's the thing. This is the other thing you have to go into when you think about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, the movies aren't really scary anymore. There's some that have good jump scares, but we love them for the gore and the brutality.
Right.
And
that's what I was saying. Those are just another slasher film that's dope. But
yeah, right. I get it. But, like, you know, that's the thing, though, is, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies are our slasher. That's like our main, like, that's the granddaddy of all movies when it comes out to slasher films. You know what I mean? So anything after the original, it's either going to be done in a way that we're like, all right, that was pretty good. You know, I had some issues with it, but I was okay with it. Or it's going to completely fucking depress us. That's what I was thinking I was getting with this new one. But other than, like I said,
I just think, honestly, Hollywood needs to go back to less is more sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's you know, like I said, there was problems that I had with the new one, but you know, because they did, there were some things that was like, okay, you could have done without that, you could have left this out, you could have done this with it.
But the biggest issue with that whole movie, the pacing, it was just like, let's jump from scene to scene to scene to scene to scene, and the movie's over. And you're like, yeah. I've learned nothing.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I feel like the two director thing really hurt it. Honestly, if they stuck with one director and one director didn't get fired, and yeah, I mean, who knows why the one got fired and the guy took over.
If you ever
set up for failure from day one.
Right.
Well, one director might have wanted to do the Halloween Laurie Strode thing.
Oh, that's why.
Maybe that's why that got cut short the way it did.
That okay.
And if you cut that short, that left all this open space.
Yeah, then, the other director's a pothead. I can see that.
Think about it. And that actually makes really good sense, though, Dave. Like, if you would have
think Netflix is probably like, we don't give a fuck. We have a release date for February, whatever it was.
Yeah, February 18th? Yeah, 18th.
To me, it definitely felt rushed.
Yeah, very rushed.
Yeah, I mean, it felt a little rushed, yeah, but I liked it right to the point. Like, I really do think that, like, it's like porn, okay? Hear me out on this one. Well, it really is in a way because, okay, like, if you're anything like me, all right, I might just be a weirdo. I might really put myself out there. But, like, when I'm feeling, like, you know, in that mood to touch myself in my dirty, dirty places, I don't really give a fuck about story plot or anything, okay? Give me a compilation. Give me something straight to the point. I went boom, 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 boom. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Movies like Saw, shit like that. It's like, you know what? We just need a little bit of story. Like, okay, so here's the scene. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
he's gonna get raped by four other women that have big giant boobs. That's the scene. Like, I want. Okay, we know that this fucking, like, these kids are going here for this reason. Boom, boom, boom. Everyone's fucking dead. We have a bloody fucking that's mess. Everybody's like, going to go home.
There wasn't any titties in this one, was there?
No.
Seeing titties.
There wasn't. There was.
But your explanation to why you liked it is great. Like, I wish people that didn't like downright hated it didn't go on this giant tangent like in some horror groups that I'm in about why they hated it and why it was so bad. It sucked,
but, okay, fine. You think it sucked, but you gotta say why.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, because you heard it got filmed in Belgium is not a fucking reason.
It's not a good excuse. Yeah,
the last was filmed out of states as well. I think at the same place.
I mean, they haven't been filmed in the states in at least a decade or so.
It's cheaper.
Canada, yes. Australia, yeah. UK, Ireland.
Yeah,
not much is filmed here anymore unless like they need like a real big city scene that's recognizable.
Exactly. Like, they stopped Georgia. Filming movies over in like the US most of the time since like the 80s, maybe early 90s.
If you're not making indie films, you're most likely overseas.
I mean,
from what I heard, like Always Sunny in Philadelphia is not even fucking filmed in Philadelphia.
It's not. It's,
yeah, most of
Patty's Pub is involved because that's where they film it, but most of the show isn't filmed in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
it's
I think
in Canada or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
which is not surprising.
About location, that's stupid.
Yeah, because it costs a fucking fortune.
I mean, if they want to see something filmed on location, go watch Vanessa Pastor.
So, Dave, are those all the ones you've watched that you were mentioning?
Next Generation, I only saw once. That that other Leatherface prequel, I barely even remember. Honestly, the third one I haven't seen in a long time.
It's so good though. The first three, man, like you hit the nail on the head with that.
See, I remember the third one being kind of boring, like just not boring, but I guess slow.
It was kind of slow pace. It was slower than some of the other ones, like than the other ones were. Like it was, but once it got going, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it didn't have the same tone, I guess.
It had a very like. It was complete 80s movie. You know, if that makes any sense, like
complete the tone, pacing,
and that's the other thing that bothered me. I don't think I like a chainsaw movie set in modern time.
Yeah, the modern times thing.
I can understand that, though.
I just want to know who the fuck goes out of town and buys a town.
Right. What I was going to ask you guys. I'm still not clear as to what those kids
are
doing.
How do you go and fucking buy a town?
Yeah, I have no idea. I was trying, like, watching it the second time. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I still don't know.
All you know is that they bought a town and they got people coming to put money into this town, and then those two are chefs. Like, that's all.
Yeah, that's
all you know.
And they're trying to get money to open up the town again. And they get a big cut of it. They open the restaurant and like get it restarted. That was pretty much the premise.
See, again, I'm wondering if one director had a different idea as to how they got there.
Oh, I guarantee that's what happened. Spookies.
Almost like two directors filmed the movie, but then they just pieced together that were like pieces that were done, and then they're like, "Fuck it."
Yes, yeah. That's what they did. They took the best pieces they thought, and they're just like, "Let's make it a movie."
Right.
We'll stick this here.
And how much of that was reshoots?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's reshoots. Because, like, some scenes really felt like, was that scene supposed to be there?
Like, probably has an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Like, when they went for that. When they went. Oh, God. I'm crying. But. There's a certain scene where it's like super violent, and then the next they just cut to the field, and I'm just like, was that supposed to happen?
Did I
just like a really abrupt cut?
Did the cat step on the remote again? Damn it!
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it felt like there was supposed to be something else playing out there, but it's just like, oh no, we got okay, that's good. Let's just keep going with it.
So we're gonna have a hard layer change here. Just pray no one notices.
Yeah,
like turn, you know, change in 3, 2, 1.
Like, I'm not saying that it was like the best one, or like, you know, whatever. But to me, the new one like brought back a certain element of Leatherface that I missed.
I didn't hate it. I was just, I guess, confused.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it
I
was
mean,
basically confusing.
Scene, like, the bus scene was okay, but I mean, I thought. Just the whole
I think that got thrown together too.
Right.
Oh, yeah, totally it did.
Just the whole concept made me fucking laugh because I mean, all these people realize in like 2 seconds they're all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere to go.
Because where did they all text, come from? Why have the text, bus turned to a party bus all of a sudden?
Yeah, the text screen on screen was just like, okay, were they going for like a modern, like, hey, look, this is what happens when like. Teenagers are trapped on a bus. I guess I was just like maybe reading more too much into that, but it's just like, hey, let's just kill a bunch of Gen Zers. Okay.
And that was the problem, Andrew. You read way too into it.
It was just funny how like everybody pulls out their phone like they're going to film some shit.
Well, it's perfect though. I mean, dude, oh, come on. Like,
I'm not saying that wouldn't happen today. Like, that would definitely happen today with these dumb fucks.
Yeah, I mean, that would happen.
And how many of us can say that we wish it was us? I mean, like, think about it. If we had a chance,
nobody would know.
And a fucking field day with a fucking busload of fucking like morons. Yeah, sign me up. Where do I go? What time? What bus am I?
I did like the makeup and like the CG whenever Dante's fucking jaws like hanging off.
Oh yeah, that was really cool.
I was shocked at how fucking brutal it was. That was the whole thing. It's just like I'm watching this movie and I'm happy that they're picking shit. Like, everybody was talking about how much they loved Halloween Kills, but hate how much they hate Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I'm like, man, Halloween Kills, the first 15 minutes of that movie, I'm rolling my eyes going, God damn it, there's a whole hour and a half of this shit. And like, this movie, I'm clapping, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, me and my buddy are talking, we're all drunk, like, just like, man, that fucking shit was great, blah, blah, blah. And it was a great time. That's what I'm saying. It was a fun fucking movie. And, like, I just wish everybody just have fun with horror movies. You got to even make the fucking horror movies something political these days? What the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Watch the movie. Have a good time. Forget
that
life.
That was my whole gripe. That was my whole thing with that bullshit at the beginning. I was like, when I watch a movie like this, I don't know. No.
Yeah.
I hated how they kept going back to that shit. Chick getting shot in that school, though, because like, they kept focusing on her fucking bullet wound.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. One thing I will say about the whole like political thing, like everyone knows that John Carpenter and like Romero did a lot of that, but they did it so well, feel like it was forced.
It wasn't in your face. I mean, you could have done without all the other shit, except maybe when the mechanic came to help, what's his name, and was holding his hand.
Yeah,
We put all that bullshit aside.
Because the mechanic actually turned out to be a pretty decent guy. Like, it's funny that they almost made it like. Oh, he's like
think you, he was part of guy.
He wasn't a dick.
Exactly.
He was going to show that girl how to shoot the gun. I mean,
doing the right thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to show that girl how to shoot the rifle.
It just shows you how stereotypes can fuck you over sometimes.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. See, I think that's why I was saying earlier. Like
message.
I think they were trying to go in opposite direction with certain things that you see that then you see in other movies.
Misdirection.
Is that how I should have worded that?
Yeah, whatever. No, it's okay. I know what you're saying.
I'm from Kentucky, so sometimes I word things wrong.
No, I got your saying. I come by,
goddamn Andrew. Okay.
No, it's essentially a misdirection. It's like we were led to believe that, oh, you know, he's like a good old boy and everything, but he's really not though.
Yeah.
He's actually a decent human being.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's just like I didn't feel like the social commentary was being shoved down my throat. And what was being shoved down my throat was a whole bunch of fucking trendy ass fucking culture cancel motherfuckers.
I'm gonna cancel you. I hated that line. Okay, the dialogue in that scene was horrible.
What Evil Dies Tonight was great.
Hey, Evil Dies Tonight at least was catchy. The I'm gonna cancel you part was just like, really? We're going with this line.
And what happened next, Andrew? He got his fucking face sawed off.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
I learned a lesson with that scene.
Yeah, I know. Fuck around and find out. But again, like, at least
13 years of her life. What?
At least that was one of the things where it's just like, it was just one thing. It was just an unnecessary line they didn't need, but I guess the director probably thought it was funny.
It was probably the first director because they just did that bullshit at the beginning and then it all just went away.
I bet one director did the shit with the old did the rest of the movie.
I think we're all probably right about that. Like, I really do.
That whole shit whenever she fucking has him fucking dead bang, as the crow would say.
Yep.
She just sits there and she's like, say my name, bitch. Like, she's fucking some kind of prostitute.
Yeah.
And then she gets mad because he doesn't. And then he walks off because he doesn't remember. So she gets all pissy. And then she goes outside to try to kill him and things fucking go totally horribly wrong.
More.
Yeah.
And again, the misdirection. You think that she's the hero of the movie. Turns out, not really. She gets killed.
That, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's okay. Movies, we're allowed to be like, I'm glad that bitch died. We're not saying we're glad that bitch died in real life. We're just saying we're glad that character's no longer with us, so we don't have to like deal with it in next movies.
Again, I want the cut where the mechanic does more things.
That's what I'm saying.
Before he gets his head smashed in.
Give me the mechanics cut.
I think one director wanted to have her be a badass, and the other director was like, this fuck bitch bad. Is weighing down the movie.
Well, the other director's like, why do we even have this character back? What are you doing? I just watched Halloween like 1,000 times, man. I just think it's a great idea. Like,
we should tell you to be
back, be angry.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do about all our scenes in the movie?
Yeah.
We'll load up a bunch of kids on a bus and have Leatherface kill them.
Yay!
Okay. Oh, yeah. And the one guy talks about cancel culture. Sure.
I love it. The message there was, let's cancel culture. And let's do it with a chainsaw.
Cancel culture.
Or maybe it was just the fact that the guy was high and thought it was funny. Like, exactly.
Well, if the purge ever happens, I'm using a fucking chainsaw and I'm wearing somebody's fucking face. Okay.
I had an experience with cancel culture, and cancel culture can smoke my fucking bowl.
Yeah,
I always say if the zombie apocalypse happened, I'm painting my face like a clown, so that guy.
We should all just like gang up. Like, okay, if a purge ever happens, we have to team up, okay? And we're going to be those guys. We're going to be like 1980s, like slasher punk. Fucking, we're going to kill you if we come near you kind of shit, okay? Deal?
We'll be like fucking Danny McBride and this is the end.
Oh my God, Danny McBride.
I don't know if Chad Tatum's going to be available at that moment, but we'll
you never know.
He's one hell of a dancer, let me tell you.
But it's interesting that a lot of people that like bash this movie, like we came up with a lot of things that we liked about the movie and didn't like about the movie, but we also agreed that like it was an enjoyable movie as like a movie.
I don't know if Chad did. Chad, do you agree with that statement?
I mean, if it wasn't for the name of the movie, I'd be okay with it.
See, there's something to touch on real quick. Why do they keep making movies with the same fucking titles and shit?
Yeah, because like I mean,
like why can't they stop?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No,
like
they took out the and thought that was okay.
It should have been called "Pissed Off Son Kills Everybody That Stole This Town."
I'm sure we could have shortened that, but I see your point. I like where your head's at, Chad.
What's sad is that happens a lot with like RoboCop. The remake was actually all right if it wasn't.
I haven't seen it.
I refuse to.
The only reason I watched was right. Sam Jackson's in it, and I'll watch anything with him in it because I watched Snakes on a Plane last night. So why
and
not?
Michael Keaton.
Okay, Snakes on a Plane is gloriously terrible, but it's funny because he's like, I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Dude, I will watch anything with him in it. I don't give a fuck.
That's like a great stoner movie, just for the record.
It is.
Because you get into that shit. There you go. See? It was amazing, wasn't it?
Fuck you, Eddie Kim.
I don't know. All right, at this moment, I could watch anything. Be like, I'm watching Ninja Turtles and waiting for Leatherface to come out.
I just watched Frankenhooker before this.
Oh my God, Frankenhooker.
Oh, dude, classic. We're not talking about Frankenhooker, we're talking about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But no, I give it at least a 6 or 7. Like, I thought it was decent.
Yeah,
It definitely wasn't my least favorite.
What's your least favorite?
Probably Leatherface because I can never finish it.
Yeah, so that's a good indication. Does everybody agree that movie sucked? If you haven't seen it, just go ahead and say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it now, you're never going to.
It's on Netflix, so if I want to, I can just put myself through it.
Look, give it a watch and then get back to us.
If you want
to
take a nap, put it on.
Yeah, actually, what it sounds like Andrew should do is go through the entire Texas Chainsaw Massacre library and have himself a marathon.
Well, I love the first movie, but yeah, I need to watch the others.
Yeah, dude, you gotta see part two. You haven't seen it.
Yeah, I want to see Dennis Hopper all, like, no pun intended, dude, hopped up.
There's a scene in that movie where Dennis Hopper goes in to buy chainsaws, and it's the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life. Like, there's an old man that's – what is it?
I don't know why everybody gives that movie so much beef because I think that shit fucking cracks me up and it has good death scenes.
I think the first three are perfect.
The car scene with the chainsaw, that shit was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit was badass.
Dennis Hopper.
I just love Dennis Hopper in anything regarding craziness.
Because I think he gets a giant chainsaw, but he gets these couple like smaller chainsaws. He puts it like a fucking gun in his holster.
Bring it down. Bring it all down!
You got to see it.
Dennis Hopper's probably just like on a ton of cocaine doing this movie.
Probably. Actually, a story that my stepdad talks about all the time he watched an interview with Dennis Hopper on David Letterman years ago. And David Letterman was going through like his career. He's like, you've been in all kinds of movies, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And Dennis Hopper looked at him like, really? You're going to mention that movie? And he's like, look, man, I needed the money, you know? Like, I needed the money. There was just things going on. That's just what I needed.
Things.
You know? Like, it's okay. Like, I think it was a great role. I hate the fact that, like, Dennis Hopper felt that way about that movie. But I get it. I understand. He needed the money.
I love Dennis Hopper so much. I mean, he needed the fucking Super Mario Brothers.
Please. God damn. I'm like, we're not talking about that movie.
This is a happy show.
So here's a question that I'm curious about with everybody. If we could even make it around the table, around the counter here, it sounds like Dave's back in the blue room. Chad's like a little bit beside him over at the video game section. And me and Andrew over here just like chilling behind the counter waiting for some asshole to come in and ask us if we had the latest Harry Potter.
Hey, you open. Yeah, you open.
Get your chili stick out of my store.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, how's it going back there? You got them unpacked yet? But no, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
The train has left the station.
It's so gone. We were talking, okay. So we were talking about, like, I know this is one thing I was talking about was the fact that, you know, they want to name movies the same fucking thing over and over again. Yeah. It's like, just why can't you be like, I mean, Scream came out, it was Scream 5. Okay, and they were just like, Scream. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No, there was Scream 1. Not 2. It was called Scream. Yeah, they should have.
Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa. I could do without all of them.
Then you fucked it up with Rocky Balboa.
They're like, let's change it up a little bit. Let's just add the Balboa part. Sylvester Stallone. And Sylvester Stallone was like, well, hey, I mean, if you want to do it, I'll act with my boy. That's cool. You know, like,
all right. He needed the paycheck.
Go for it. You know, just go for it.
It's amazing.
You got to go for it.
He needed the paycheck.
He needed the paycheck.
That's going to be our response for everything. What are you doing this for? I need the paycheck.
I need the money. I need the money.
I need the paycheck. You know, I need the fucking money.
I knew.
So my mom's gonna shoot you. Just fucking put the gun down. You know?
That goes everything around. Make train. Get the money. Dollar bills.
Oh my God.
That's right. Yeah.
Your Rocky Balboa is spot on.
Hey, you know, I do what I can. It's cool.
Oh, my face, it hurts. I knew this episode was gonna be great though, so I was prepared.
Oh, dude, completely. This is my favorite one. Anytime, we can get away with doing talking about a franchise or movie. I can't wait when the new Hellraiser comes out so we can have ourselves a Hellraiser.
Oh man!
Oh God, I can't wait. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should do homework every week and actually watch a franchise and then talk.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not against that idea. we should really do that. Actually, we'll talk about that later. But we still have a little bit, right? We're still good. Like I'm not even done my pint yet, so we have a little bit, right?
Oh yeah, we got time.
Cool.
Did you say pint or pie?
The next time a horror movie comes out, maybe even Hellraiser, we need to have like a watch party or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to plan something like that. Yeah, that'd be cool as fuck.
Watch it all together.
Yeah.
But for the first franchise, I think we should have a vote on what
words are hard.
What we could watch. See, I'm not even high, and I'm the one that's stumbling over his
Andrew's
words.
And laughing like he's stoned, but he's not.
And he's always eating on the podcast.
He's the eater of the group. He's the guy that answers the phone while his mouth's full of noodles.
Oh, not entirely.
He's on his fucking lunch.
How do you like those worms, Michael?
Yeah. I didn't say mouthful of cock, Andrew. Come on now. I wasn't doing that. Seriously, like, you all are like my bros, man. This is cool. I like that we keep doing this. Other people like it.
I don't know how many fans we have, but
we're just getting started.
Oh yeah, there's some plans in the works if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They just haven't found us yet, but they will.
But I'd say we definitely take a vote in the group chat for like what franchise to watch and then actually watch it and not like, oh yeah, you know, that thing with the person.
And I definitely like it if listeners picked.
That would be cool.
Totally down
for anyone that's
once we can do video
actually fucking listening.
Do we have a Facebook yet?
Blur our faces out like the snitches on those gang members shows.
We do have a Facebook?
Yeah, we do. It's Video Store Clerks. Yep, on Facebook.
Are we all administrators on it? Are we all administrators on it?
Oh. I don't think so.
No.
Remind me.
Somebody send me a link.
Because thank you, administrator.
Man, I can't remember if I pushed, you know, okay on that shit. So if you can just send that shit, that'd be cool.
Dave is the sole administrator.
Like, well, of Dave course he's the sole. He's our fearless leader.
That was beautiful, man.
Yeah,
that was.
As if we're going to have a sudden run on Gatorade.
Calm down, Snowball.
Oh God, I don't drink whiskey that much anymore, but couldn't afford just a whole fucking thing of beer, so
I drink a bottle of wine.
What kind of wine?
A box of wine. Puts me right out.
Hey, box of wines are cool. You just put a fucking straw on that shit, carry it around.
Puts me right out.
Yeah. Put it in a backpack if you're at a party. It's good.
Box of wine.
We should do another segment where we do tell celebrity stories.
Oh man, because Chad has a few.
We mentioned that.
Fucking Chad has a few.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We already had one story. The first podcast that just fucking killed me.
Oh my shit!
Which one was that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just go back and watch the. I mean, watch. Listen to the first podcast. And
you can
be dying
watch too,
laughing.
But it's just a picture of us.
Yeah, you don't want to watch.
Stare at it. What we should do is we should start putting our video, like our audio, on YouTube and having those spindles. So like when they're like looking at the screen when we're talking, it just hypnotizes them.
Oh my god, reason. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. Right. Let's do it.
That reminds me of like Batman 66 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Anyone?
Some shit the Riddler would do.
So I do remember my question from earlier that I was curious about. Me being the huge Texas Chainsaw Massacre that I am, like fan that I am. I'm curious about this. We've all seen the new one. Did everybody watched after the credits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's going back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's been hiding from that place forever now. But whatever. Does anybody like have any like ideas of like what would be cool to see like after this, like continue?
I'm saying that girl's gonna go try to find him and hunt him down because
yeah, that would be a perfect setup.
They're making it a big point to be like finish this or he's gonna haunt you forever.
That's literally the whole thing at the very end. Like finish this.
He knows it. Leatherface knows it, so he's going back to the house. So who and what is at the house? Who survived? Was chopped up there or more fucking?
I mean,
the chainsaw.
Dad died. I don't think he ever died in the one. He died in the second one, didn't he?
The dad or the uncle?
Yeah.
God damn it, Leatherface! You broke the goddamn door.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Did he?
He died in the second one, I think. Right? Whenever they destroyed the house.
I think. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because he's not in the other ones.
You mean Grandpa?
Oh, Grandpa's been dead for a while.
Yeah. But is that
no, like the uncle?
The chili.
The guy making the chili.
Make a chili. Oh, he did die. Damn.
The cook.
He was my.
Yeah, the cook. Yeah, the cook. That's actually what he's considered in the credits. I think is the cook. Which that guy's actually, he was a comedian.
See,
he was
I always
a stand-up.
Thought, too, that like the creepiest part of the first one was the fact, and the second one was Grandpa looked dead, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he was dead in the first movie, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they actually paid someone to just sit there and act dead.
That would be amazing to collect a paycheck on. Here's your paycheck.
I mean, like,
for
dude,
corpse.
The guy's making bank now because horror is so fucking big now. Like, he goes to fucking conventions and shit.
It's like, you're the dead guy.
That's something else that I've got to fucking talk about when it comes to the original. That comes to mind, or not the original, but the new one that comes to mind, is the opening narration. The fact that John Larroquette came back again.
Right.
Yeah, that
like,
was cool.
That made my little horror heart like shudder with like greatness.
I was
because
about to say that too, but I forgot.
I love the fact that in the original, Toby Hooper, however you want to say his name, he paid whatever. He I never know. I had this whole argument with Whitman on my other fucking podcast. But he paid him a joint. He paid him a joint to do the fucking narration of this fucking movie, of the original. Paid him a fucking joint. Right. He's like, man, I'll get you fucking stoned. Yeah, just do this shit. And he came back. He came back for the remake, and now this one. And, like, that also, the fact that he was down to fucking do that shit. Like, I don't know if anybody here is Night Court fans, but growing up.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, like, John Larroquette was the shit. I mean, my mom used to watch I think it was called Dear John.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, like John Larroquette, like, I've always loved him. And as a kid, like, you know, I knew who the fuck he was. And when I was introduced to the original and hearing his voice, and I'm like, holy shit, that really is him. That's Dan Fielding from fucking Night Court. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Forgot about that.
Like, that's fucking, that was a cool thing that, like, has to be mentioned. That's pretty fucking cool. They came back in with a new, like, a very similar but newer narrative. That was pretty cool. I liked it. It has to be mentioned. That's all I was saying. That's all I've got right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I heard his voice and I wasn't sure if it was him. But then once I saw him in the credits, I was like, bet.
Oh, I lit up like a fucking kid, dude. I was talking to my buddy Chris, like, on video chat, and we were watching it together. I was like, dude, is that? He's like, yep, it's John Larroquette. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it's surprising. All the people that bashed the movie never mentioned that.
Yeah, no one ever fucking mentions the fact that, like, one of the originators of that movie was on there, and it's the narration. I mean, everybody remembers that fucking, like, original introduction. That the way he speaks, the way he says everything, it's perfect.
Have some, like, subtle, like, homages or whatever the fuck the word would be.
Yeah, they did.
To, like, the original movies.
Apparently, the chick that gets her head cut off is a female version of fucking Franklin. Everybody's like, oh, her hair and her eyebrows look just like Franklin's. I'm like, that's not just, like, to me, that's just a coincidence, but maybe they were doing it on purpose. I don't know. Maybe. Franklin was fucking annoying, and everybody on the set of that movie couldn't stand him.
I'm not giving anybody on that movie credit that they were that genius to do that.
I can't either. I'm not going to say they did it either. I think that's just a coincidence, and people are doing what they do. They look way too. She happens to just not shave her eyebrows and look horrible, which probably means she has a bush like the size of the one that was on fire in the Bible. You know, whatever.
Checking her for lice.
I didn't say it, folks. I didn't say it. Chad's a shamer. Cancel culture. I'm just kidding. Fuck all you all.
She doesn't shave her armpits either. She's all natural.
Right. She braids them. I used to live in a place called Berea, Kentucky. Back when it was like the height of the new age of like hippie movement. And believe me, there were girls. I had a roommate that had hairier legs than me.
Oh, I believe.
And she, I used to have to hear her and her boyfriend having sex. And like the worst images in my head, like just like two Wolverines just going at it.
He's like, baby, your leg hairs are tickling my ass. I like it.
I couldn't. Crikey. Like, well, our dining room was like our like little like dining area or whatever was cut off because it was eight of us living in this house and it was cut off so they could have their area. So it was right next to the fucking kitchen. So if I was wanting to go grab a beer or grab a shot or grab a sandwich, and I'm like hearing like two Wolverines fucking, like, what the fuck?
Andrew, are you smoking? Because you've been coughing for like 5 minutes.
No, I'm laughing because, oh my God. Oh,
I'm okay. I just fucking hate people anymore. I love you all, but I just, maybe that's why the Texas Chainsaw Massacre fucking really does it for me.
Out of nowhere. I just hate people.
I just do. And like when I'm on all my podcasts with all my crews, like, it makes me a happier pig and shit that I get to do this shit because I get to talk to you all.
We have to keep you on a podcast at all times.
The one thing I wish they would have had.
You have to be on a podcast at all times, otherwise you're going to go fucking kill somebody.
There's a good possibility. Yeah. Yeah. You know. I mean,
have to lock him in the video store.
There's a list. There's a list, but I'm I got a lot I gotta do. So hell, me and my son were at the Cash Express place the other day selling DVDs, and there were some chainsaws there we were having fun with. I think the women behind the counter thought I was fucking nuts, but I was like, hey Bubby, who am I? And like he's looking at the guitars, I'm looking at the chainsaws, and I grab a chainsaw and I'm like, who am I, Bubby? And I'm like, rah.
Starts
he's like,
it and spinning it around.
Yeah, I was actually. He's like Leatherface.
And did you say, let's rock?
No, I did not. I put the chainsaw down before I got too excited because I was like really close to being divided. Like
slide
I don't
cross the floor and trip somebody.
At this point in my life, my mind does not need to know that I want to buy a chainsaw. I'm trying to be a good boy, but let's just say there's a lot of people that need their head sawed off. And I'm just saying that the end of that movie made me happy because I want to saw a lot of people's heads off.
You're not wrong.
No, I mean, there's a lot of people that just deserve just, I don't know, to be buried in a fucking shallow grave and their head somewhere else on a wall. I'm just saying.
We should change the subject.
Before what? I just, we're talking about Leatherface here. I'm not going to saw anybody's head off. I mean, that's not.
Me.
So, yeah, it's like, is there anything that anybody would like to see? Like, you already talked
about? He's got a Caligula room.
I'm sitting here smoking a cigarette in a room full of like neon lights dancing around.
I mean, do I know that's the type of person that would fucking go saw somebody's head off?
Well, just so you know, this whole time I've been putting on lipstick in my mock over here so I can do the tug dance from Silence of the Lambs after we get off here.
Dance the goodbye horses. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me hard.
It puts the lotion on his skin.
The lotion. Yeah. So... anything
I'll do that
else
scene for the intro?
Oh my god! Goodbye, horses.
That'd be hilarious. Actually, I do have a question. I do have a question. Fucking words are hard.
Words are hard.
Andrew knows. So about remakes and stuff. Is there any movies that you would actually be willing to see remade? Like something. If you were like, okay, if they're gonna remake something, what should they remake if they do it a really good way?
Before that, what were the remakes that you liked the most?
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what we were. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Scarface.
We were. What?
Scarface.
Yeah, it's a remake of another movie.
It's called Scarface.
Okay.
Or do you want to see it remade?
Like,
just any movie or like a?
Well, it depends. Do we want to go with the movies that we like that are remakes, or go with like what we would like to see like remade? Let's go with the remakes like that we like. Let's go with that shit.
One of my favorite remakes, and people that haven't seen the original, I still need to see the original. Is my favorite remake is The Thing because it's a remake from a 1950s movie.
Oh yeah,
that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Forgetting it's a remake, I'm like, yeah, no, it's totally a remake.
That's deep.
Yeah, I had the original VHS.
That was a dope movie. I never saw the third remake.
Oh no, we don't talk about the prequel.
We don't go there.
It's kind of like
I think it was horrible.
No.
Oh god. We don't talk about
those movies we do not speak of.
Can we not waste our breath on that movie? That'd be great. I feel like I've talked about that movie more than I want to in the last like 3 weeks.
It's terrible.
It's so bad. It really is.
It's just, and it kills me too. I like the actress in it too, and it's just like it's not her fault.
But I do always forget The Thing is a remake.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do. Because the thing is so good, it feels like its own movie.
I think they just need to leave it alone. Personally, they shouldn't even. They should just not. It's a classic. I mean, it really is. But I'll tell you one: Night of the Living Dead, Tom Savini. That's one of my favorite remakes. That's a damn good fucking movie.
It is pretty good.
Like we had Tell Us in the Podcast last 2G1C. We had Patricia Tallman, who plays Barbara in it, and she actually bitched at me the whole time for like chain smoking. she's a sweetheart. It was her birthday, and she actually agreed to come on. And it was like I had a crush on that chick when I was younger, like hardcore. She's a stunt lady and all kinds of shit. I got a lot of respect for her, but yeah, Night of the Living Dead is like one of my fucking favorite.
The one from 1990.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I remember going to see that.
It's a good one.
I met the original one and the first zombie in the field.
Oh, nice.
Our cons we went to.
Because
I think he was at the one with Eddie Munster, Dave.
Yeah, because I had never seen the original, but my dad took me to go see the remake, and he told me that they had switched Barbara and the one dude because he got killed. But then she lived in the remake.
Interesting. I've never seen the remake.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what
happened. Oh, it's good, dude.
She lived in the remake, but Barbara got killed like earlier on in the original. And what's the dude's name? It's like Bob or something
like that. Ben? Well, who are you talking about? Like the black dude? Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben.
Yeah. Tony Todd did excellent in the remake.
Tony Todd's in that? Oh, I need to watch that then.
He plays him.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Right. Yeah. And in the original, it looked like Ben was going to live, but they shot him.
Or did they?
They
we don't know. It just—it's kind of like it was off screen.
We actually use live my band Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat's shameless plug for our song "Scorched Earth." Live, we use when you like the scene where you first meet Ben in the Night of the Living Dead remake. And he stabs this fucking zombie in the head, and he's like, "God damn you! God damn all of you!" And we use that, and people get pretty hyped at shows when that sample comes on.
I wonder if they got that from "Damn You, Dirty Apes." They really did it.
But I never thought about that. There's a good possibility. Tom Savini is a fan, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
It could be a homage.
Good old Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, your turn.
Wow.
Wait, what was the question?
Are we doing remakes we liked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Initially, you had said Scarface, but I wasn't sure which way you were going.
Yeah.
Go horror with this, bro.
Scarface. Yeah. Horror. Thinking. Damn.
How many?
Horror remake that I like.
One man, one decision, one choice.
Pressure. Too much pressure.
The tension mounting on his face.
It definitely wasn't A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah. God. What a piece of shit that movie was.
He's a child molester. We get it.
We won't even go on to that one. Well, we'll talk about the Freddy franchise at some point, I'm sure.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we can all bash that movie.
I'm shooting blanks.
He's not coming.
He's not having any kids afterwards.
Well, pass.
Well, pass. You think, Dave. I'll go ahead and go.
Pass.
I'll go ahead and go.
All right, Chad.
I kind of got two.
Amityville.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I'm gonna say, Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, man.
Oh fuck! God damn it!
But I'm also gonna say a movie that people
I hate
think,
this game.
Well, people that always am surprised that I did like the remake is Evil Dead.
Love it, love it. That was good.
Mm.
I had very, very low expectations of that movie.
No, I wasn't sure what I was getting into, but I walked out of that theater fucking happier than a pig and shit. Like
that's got to be your catchphrase. That's got to be your catchphrase.
I heard it from Tommy Lee years ago during the interview.
Oh god,
always I know. Yo, dude, I'm happier than a pig and shit, dog. Y'all, see, I don't talk like that. Be glad.
No, you don't.
You know, another good remake though is the Hills Have Eyes remake.
They weren't too bad.
I prefer those over the originals. There, I said it. I know I'm a piece of shit.
I mean, I hear a lot of people say the same thing. So,
those movies were fucked.
You know what that the Evil Dead remake
though. Yeah,
the Evil Dead remake. I don't think they were fucking around. I just think they were like, we can't recreate the original. We can't recreate the charm. So let's just fucking go all out.
Well, that's my gripe though about the whole thing too, because like anything Bruce Campbell does that is not like either Ash related, he gets like bitched for.
Yeah,
which is dumb. Yeah. Kind of like Black Friday. Like, everybody hated Black Friday because
I liked it.
Fucking Ash, but I did too.
And Bubba Hotep, come on!
Oh, that movie was great.
Bubba Hotep, great.
My name is Bruce. Like, my name is Bruce. Cracks me up.
Oh my god, my name is Bruce. Is amazing. Vermin. He gets the chainsaw for a gift. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Like, even like the Man with the Screaming Brain and Alien Apocalypse. Like, I liked all those movies.
Yeah, man, Briscoe County Jr., baby, come on.
Right.
Yeah, and you wonder why he's over the shit. It's because like he wants to do other stuff. I don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he gets typecasted as Ash. He's like Superman. You know, it's like Christopher Reeve got typecasted as a Superman, and people forgot that he was a good actor that could play other roles. Which, by the way, if you've never seen Death Trap with him and Michael Caine, you should watch that movie. It's
I'm already signed up on that. I love Michael Caine.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. It's a mystery like thriller comedy. It's
like,
based on
the game too, except for in Jaws 3.
Yeah, that we're boy, they should just left that fucking franchise.
That's another franchise we'll touch on another time.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll have it. It'll be a Jaws Piranha episode.
Oh no, Piranha!
I want to play.
You ever ran from a flying fish with fucking fangs that can eat you alive more than
okay,
your ex-wife?
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
there you go.
I have a second one for remake. I watched the original Piranha, and then I watched the remake before the original. I have to say the remake. The remake is actually pretty damn good because it was satisfying.
Which remake? The one with Ving Rhames?
Yeah, it was just satisfying to see that fucker O'Connell get killed in the best, most hilarious way ever.
Isn't that the Michael Christopher in Lloyd too. Is in?
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd's in it too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of tease in that one too, right?
Oh, there's a lot more boobs than I mean, the original had boobs, but I feel like it's like an equal number. It's Roger Corman. He loves boobs.
I mean, I just like, yeah, I mean, Roger Corman. Yeah, of course. I mean... Who doesn't love boobs?
Yeah.
I love boobs.
Yeah, I like boobs.
Gianna Michaels goes water skiing.
I like titties.
Hey, on our next episode, can we just talk about our favorite boobs in horror? Can we just do that, please? Like,
I mean, that's pretty easy for me.
There's a lot of good boobs in horror.
I think Harris from Halloween the remake.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. We have to. Next episode.
No, A Nightmare on Elm Street 3. I love. Do you like my body, Joey?
Oh, man.
Well, I asked Daniel Harris to marry me one time. She declined. So, I mean, she's
she declined.
You actually asked her to marry you?
Like, I'm totally against marriage, but she's the one I'd probably bite the
bullet. Oh, dude. I'm with you on that, bro. No, dude. I had a crush on her when I was like a little kid, and she was on Roseanne.
Me too. Oh,
she's the sweetest.
She was
thing
the bad girl. You know what I mean?
You know, if anything, Rob Zombie has done that's been good is he showed us her titties finally.
I agree.
I mean, how many years?
Pretty dope too, though.
Oh, dude, I know they talk about all kinds of shit. Her and the chick from the remake.
Yeah.
Scout.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck her mouth. What?
Oh my god. We're gonna have the FBI and angry letters directed from email.
Please, all five of our listeners, can you not?
All five.
You know, like you know, it's all jokes.
I have a backup channel. I have a backup channel in case we get banned.
Definitely not
I feel like half of the listeners would be like objectively serial killers or possible serial killers.
Like, all right, so what is there a movie that you haven't seen like remade? Like what's in on that shit?
Because yeah, I was gonna say something, and then we went to like remakes that we liked. I was gonna say like Creature from the Black Lagoon. Because
I was gonna say
yeah.
Yeah. It's never been touched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but seriously, more in depth, it's never been touched. Like, there's a lot to do with story that they could expand upon, and the director itself, like, it speaks for itself. Just get Del Toro to do it.
I was gonna say the same thing. The hive mind.
Yep.
I mean, he's one of the most underrated. Like, I mean, like you hear about Dracula and Frankenstein and Wolfman. But like the creature gets like he gets kind of the shit in sometimes. And Invisible Man.
Yeah.
I think he came around later and he was in that whole 3D thing and
was he?
No. Creature from the Black Lagoon was just a guy in a suit.
No, I mean the original movie was in 3D.
No.
Really?
No, it wasn't.
No?
Yes it was.
No.
I don't think it was.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Okay.
Throw down.
Wikipedia. Wicket.
Yeah, somebody Google that shit.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, I got soul. You hear that shit? You hear that? Yeah, I got the shit, you know?
But no, seriously, the storyline could be like almost the same, and you know, he could even liken it to his big thing with having the storyline during like the fascist regime in like Spain because he grew up in that time, and if you notice, all of his movies revolve around that.
Yeah.
Who would you have play the creature
from the Black Lagoon?
Doug Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just so good.
Amber is handling it as we speak.
Except make the creature not look like the same guy who is from Shape of Water and Hellboy just because
he looks like the same. Dude, yeah. Just get the outfit or at least get the fucking drawings or whatever from Monster Squad.
Yeah, and just recreate that.
Just get that fucking – because, dude, that was one thing.
The Black Lagoon is a 1954 American black and white 3D monster horror film.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. I did not know it was in
black and white. I had no idea. I'm sorry. I recant.
I did not think they had the capabilities back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was a thing.
3D.
It was the shitty kind. Yeah. It was like back in the 50s because attendance was down. So they did like gimmicks like 3D.
Like Tingler.
Yeah.
The Tingler.
Drive-throughs. I mean, not drive-throughs. Drive-ins.
Yeah.
Like at least you can say drive-bys.
That's Compton, bro. I'm in Kentucky. I don't shit about Compton.
Yeah, I know. Stay in your lane.
Freddie had that part in 3D at the end.
Okay, it's been so long since I watched Creature from the Black Lagoon, I could barely tell if there was 3D, and someone told me that, I'd be like, bullshit.
Me as well, because I can never find it anywhere to watch.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought you were talking about, like the third movie or some shit. I didn't know that.
Creature Comes Back, Part 3.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Creature came out in 1955. Wasn't that just a year later?
Yeah. Revenge of the Creature. Yeah.
Well, okay, so So is that both your like Andrew and Dave's choice, or Dave, do you have another choice of that? For remakes you'll have to see. Dave just became a cow, folks.
I mean, they did The Invisible Man, but yeah, in a weird way.
It was not good. Andrew, quit your inner dialogue.
Damn it. I was just going to not say anything.
Andrew, you're like that little brother that I love so much. I give so much shit to. I love you. So if I give you shit, don't take it against me.
No, I'm not.
Leave okay, Frankenstein good. Alone.
He's been done. I mean, Robert De Niro, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. They that's all they needed right there. They didn't need anything else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The newest Frankenstein with Aaron Eckhart. I love him as an actor, but I think like him choosing that role was a bad idea.
Maybe not.
I have not seen that.
It's not terrible, but it's like they try to modernize like it too much.
Maybe Nosferatu. Right.
Oh.
They've actually been in talks about doing a remake for that, actually.
Man, you know, I got to say, though, have you ever seen Shadow of the Vampire?
No, I actually haven't.
No.
Is that the one with Alyssa Milano?
No. You're thinking of Embrace the Vampire.
Shadow, Embrace.
There was a fucking video store that I used to go to that they had that poster on the wall, man. I wish I would have fucking grabbed it and that place would have been flames.
Let me guess. Embrace the Vampire is a
it's a family movie? Film. Family film with a lot of no sex at all. No, that movie is completely chocked with sex. And Alyssa Milano. Therefore, everyone. It totally is a Skinamax movie. But
anyway.
Oh, Cinemax in the 90s. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
They had Twilight on Cinemax before Twilight was a thing.
Oh, Skinamax.
Skinamax. Oh, no, Nosferatu. No, Shadow of the Vampire, it was a film that came out years back. Willem Dafoe, John Malkovich.
Wow. Why have I not seen this?
It's the story of, I have it on VHS. It's the story of the making of that movie. Oh, Eddie Izzard's in it too.
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of that.
I loved it when I first heard of it. One of my buddies, he went and saw it at the Kentucky Theater, which is like they play a lot of indie movies and shit like that there. Mm-hmm. And he said when they walked out, like everybody was just silent, and because it was like the ending of that movie is like perfect, and it makes you think that's what that movie was. Like it's the making of that film. That's what it's about. And it's like it's fabricated like a motherfucker, but it's not too crazy. And Willem Dafoe plays the vampire,
of course,
Count Orlok, and John Malkovich plays the director, and F.W. Murnau, and it's a good one. If you're a Nosferatu fan like I am, because that to me is like the end all of fucking vampire movies.
It is the most goth movie of all time. Literally, the entire soundtrack organ. You don't get more goth than that.
I have two versions of that movie. One version is typo negative soundtrack.
That definitely works.
Yeah, it does until they start just like throwing songs in randomly, and you're like, because like at first,
people just
the first like 10 minutes of the movie, like they play like the right songs, and then it just goes off the rails. And then I've got a special edition of it where there's two different sound like scores for it. One of them's like new waves, like kind of weird shit, and the other one's like more gothier kind of stuff.
Well, I just love the fact that it's organ. the original.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, yeah, that's a good one. I would like to see it remade. If they'd have to have a good cast.
Well, apparently, the people doing it is actually going to be Blumhouse. Go figure.
I don't know. Like, Blumhouse, I either love Blumhouse or I don't love Blumhouse.
Yeah, yeah, and it's 50-50.
If you fuck with Nosferatu, then god damn it, I'm gonna have to fucking.
They did a good job with Freaky Friday. Like, I finally watched Freaky with Vince Vaughn and fucking hysterical. I love that movie.
You just called it Freaky Friday. It didn't star Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
I know, right. But I thought it was great.
It'd be a lot cooler if it did.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, you know.
Vince Vaughn screaming like a 14-year-old girl.
I thought it could have been better, but I did enjoy it. I did enjoy that movie. But, like, again, I thought they could have done a lot more with it, though.
I mean, yeah.
They always can.
It's always. Blumhouse. They never go full on. Uh-oh. What happened?
What happened? What?
We lost Chuck.
What?
No, not without Chuck. We lost Chuck.
Yeah, we lost Chuck. Chuck.
Well, the video store is now a black hole that is swallowing people whole.
Welcome to the Shadow Dimension.
On the next Dark Shadows.
Oh my god. Dark Shadows. I might be the only person here that's never watched the original and just the movie.
I remember growing up watching that show. That and
I just watched the movie for one reason only. Alice Cooper. And he played 3 songs in the movie. I'm like, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, Alice Cooper's dope.
I was disappointed he wasn't a vampire.
I don't know where. But that's weird.
There is a movie where he plays a vampire, a very, really big, low-budget movie called Suck. It's hysterical. Tons of great cameos. Henry Rollins, of course. Iggy Pop playing himself.
Well, that's pretty dope.
Alice Cooper.
He was good in Nightmare.
And then one of the guys from Rush, like Lifeson, Alex Lifeson, I think. And it's just really cheesy and corny. I love it. And it reminds me of, like, if, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So, like, if a storyline like that was made in the early, like, late 2000s, and the soundtrack was just like, yeah, this is totally something that would be played on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then it's just, I don't know, I like it. It didn't really make any money at all. It just got released on Blu-ray,
right?
And its big claim to fame was like some girl that was from one of like the soap operas, and you could definitely tell she was from a soap opera.
I wonder if Chuck's gonna come back.
I'm not sure.
He might not.
I bet his phone died.
Well, it could be.
Oh, he said it stopped recording on me.
That's weird.
He's Anchor, caught in the beyond.
Anchor did just get an update.
He's stuck in the upside down.
Being twitchy.
Oh, no. Speaking of that, part 1, season 4, comes out May.
That's why I went there.
And 11 is now 18. When she literally started the show, she was like 12.
Right? We had to go on hiatus for fucking copyright bullshit.
The ghost of Gary Gygax wanted his cut.
No doubt.
You're using my Demigorgon.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, kids, let's go ahead and wrap it up, but we'll clock out because I guess Chuck left for the night.
Well, first off, I want to say the correct answer for what remakes we want to see, which you all disappointed me, was none.
No. It was a trick question.
Well, I failed.
I'm tired of remakes. If I wanted to see one, it'd probably be Swamp Thing.
Yes.
I think they could do pretty good with Swamp Thing.
I think they could too.
Especially with the fucking shit they can do today.
Yep.
As long as he's not 100% CG.
Doug Jones.
Have him be like he was in that TV show.
Kane Hodder.
That was on USA.
Have Kane Hodder Swamp Thing.
I'm okay. Down. I could see that.
But all right, Dave, take us out of here. Let's close the store.
Let's close the store. Hey, first of all, does anybody have anything going on?
No.
No.
No. No. Nothing?
No.
Yeah. Nada.
All right. Sounds good. We just work at a video store. That's all. That's all we do. All right. Well, for Chuck, for Chad, man, for Andrew, and for myself, I'm Dave, and we thank you again for listening to Video Store Clerks. Trying my calm voice again. And this Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022 episode, we hope we cleared a few things up. We hope we made your day or evening a brighter one. Because that's us, the Video Store Clerks. Suck it!
Evil dies the night.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.